This is University of Maryland news for the week of February 21st through the 25th. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. University scientists have genetically engineered fungus-carrying genes for a human anti-malarial antibody that could become a tool for combating malaria. Professor of entomology Dr. Raymond St. Ledger said that the mosquito is always out-evolving insecticide innovations.
So we need another new method, just another new method, and biological control seems one way we can go about it. Not use chemical insecticides, but use biological insecticides. You've got viruses, you've got bacteria, you've got fungi. The best method for mosquitoes in particular is a fungus. The fungus acts like a contact insecticide. It will attach to the cuticle. It bores through the cuticle, which is the skin of the insect, gets into the blood of the insect.
The research team found that spraying mosquitoes with the fungus significantly reduces the malaria-causing parasite. This method doesn't aim to cure humans of malaria, but rather cure the mosquitoes of it before they can infect the humans.
But with our new molecular techniques, we could produce a pathogen, a range of pathogens, which could recycle through pest populations, more or less permanently suppressing them. We've got the genomes of these different things. We know all their moving parts. We've got a whole list of different promoters, which are the on-off switches for these genes, to selectively get these genes to be expressed at different times and places exactly when we want them to be expressed.
There are about 240 million cases of malaria each year around the world, and it causes more than 85,000 deaths each year. Most of those deaths are children and happen in sub-Saharan Africa. St. Ledger says he sees no tangible or obvious risk that could come from implementing this research quickly. The university made the Princeton Review's list of 50 best values in public education. The list was released on Tuesday in USA Today. Selected schools are ranked based on 30 factors, including academics, cost of attendance, and financial aid. The Princeton Review specifically commended Maryland for its living learning communities, honors college, comprehensive aid program, and low tuition costs. The university was also ranked number 24 in the Peace Corps' top 25 list of large schools producing volunteers. The Corps celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and since its inception, 1,076 University of Maryland alumni have volunteered. There are currently 50 alumni serving in 27 countries, a near 22% increase from 2010 when the university enlisted 41 volunteers. 16 grants worth $3.7 million have been authorized by the university's Maryland Industrial Partnerships Program. Known by the acronym MIPS, the initiative is part of the Maryland Technology Enterprise Institute, or MTEC. MIPS supports technology innovation and creates jobs in the state by funding commercially promising product development projects. Some new technologies approved for funding this time around include systems to remove harmful nutrients and sediment from the Chesapeake Bay, ultra-thin rechargeable batteries, and pest-resistant soybeans, among other things. This is the 47th round of MIPS funding, and the program has supported more than 450 different projects around Maryland since 1987. Coming up at the University of Maryland, the Graduate School's continuing roundtable series focusing on responsible conduct of research and scholarly integrity will have its fourth discussion on Monday at 3 p.m. in McKeldin Library. Panelists will range from the Director of Graduate Studies, McKeldin Librarians, and the Associate Provost of Faculty Affairs, among others. Author E. Ethelbertie Miller will host a creative nonfiction workshop on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Miller is the author of such memoirs as The Fifth Inning and Fathering Words, The Making of an African-American Writer. The venue for the workshop will be given with participation confirmation. To RSVP, send an email to jasher12@umd.edu. On Wednesday, distinguished university professor Ira Berlin will discuss his recent book entitled The Making of African America, The Four Great Migrations. He will speak at 4:30 p.m. in McKeldin Library. Berlin is one of the most active American historians, and his new book argues that four great migrations lie at the heart of Black America and its development. Copies of the book will be available at the event for sale and signing. That's the news for this week from the University of Maryland News Desk. I'm Ashley Westerman. Have a great day.